Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you not only to defend the historic Christian faith, but to become a winsome witness to a spiritually hungry but skeptical world, because life and truth matter. To learn more, or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. Great to be in the studio as we answer your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we go to our callers, do want to mention an article in the Washington Post. And this article has to do with the United Methodist Church and transgenderism. And it starts with a bishop who pours out a blessing on a person named M. This person is transgender, and therefore you have to use a letter because a name may connote one way or the other masculinity or femininity, and that would be a grave sin in this worldview. So M first saw herself as a heterosexual, and then after reading feminist and queer theology, she transitioned. She has a brand new view of herself, and that was, I am a lesbian. But then she takes a job in a United Methodist Church ministry and promotes, as a result of this job, the inclusion of transgender, gender nonconforming people, and then felt the need to come out as such, not just queer, but transgender as well. So she's going through this transformation. But now, according to the article, she's a member of the clergy. Barclay is preaching from the LGBTQI handbook. The Handbook on Human Sexuality, Biblical Theology, Theology hammered out through the ecumenical councils and the creeds, no longer has any room or place in the process. And think about it, if that's what is happening within the second largest Protestant denomination in America, second largest. You can only imagine what as yet looms on the horizon. Because we are involved in a grand social engineering experiment. It's an experiment that is not only acquiesced to in the culture, but very clearly now in the church, and not some obscure little denomination, not one of 30,000 different permutations of Christianity within the Protestant faith, but this is the second largest. So if you think of all the expressions, this is number two, ranks only behind the Southern Baptist Convention. And according to this social experiment, we have to refer to a person not only with a single letter, because a name connotes specific gender, but we are now compelled to use plural pronouns. So in the article, whenever M is mentioned, what is substituted is they, or them, or the possessive there. So they said is tantamount to M said. And the Washington Post article completely acquiesces to this and writes the article using those pronouns. And here's the thing. If you don't follow the protocol, this is now tantamount to bigotry and backwardness. In other words, this is sophistication. This is progressive. This is cutting edge. in the church and the culture. And if you're not there intellectually or spiritually, wise up. At least that's the message. So where does all of this end? Well, you have to look back to the beginnings. Think sexual revolution. All of that leading to the, and this was not long ago. I remember sitting in the studio talking about this as it was happening. 2015. U.S. Supreme Court, remember the decision? Obergefell versus Hodges. And now suddenly, same-sex marriage becomes popular, prevalent, and not only in the culture, but again in the church. Why? Because the church is now a cultural imitator. And before long, the church begins ratifying and performing same-sex marriages, because a lot of churches are now hip and cool. So what's next on the slippery slope? Think about sanctioning of transgenderism based on feelings to the exclusion of biology. Or think about the fact that powerful institutions like the National Basketball Association punish those who do not comply with this social engineering experiment. In fact, they brought Charlotte, North Carolina to its knees financially, and then came the great conversion in Charlotte, North Carolina, the great acquiescence. Suddenly, when the financial pressure was applied, suddenly, Charlotte, North Carolina, well, along with the whole state, saw the light. Well, why do I mention that? I obviously mentioned that because there is a huge, huge financial repercussion. And there are many other repercussions as well, but the financial repercussion was so great, well, we caved. The U.S. Supreme Court's redefinition of marriage, it's not only undermined the foundation of human civilization, but it has opened what I would call a very grisly Pandora's box. Because given the court's reasoning, it's very hard for me to imagine how polyamory, or how polygamy, or how polyandry, maybe even pedophilia, will not likewise be blessed by the court. How can they do otherwise? They've set the precedent. If there's no special virtue in opposite-sex marriage, is there any magic in the number two? And why arbitrarily assign 18 as the, well, magical age of consent? Once we abandon the biblical definition of marriage, there is no limit on where our unsanctified passions may lead us. And for me, it's increasingly hard to imagine that all of this, all of what comes out of Pandora's grisly box, will not likewise be blessed by a church that is no longer a change agent, but a conformist. Lee Kuan Yew was right. All civilization is essentially fragile. So I suppose the question is, how then shall we live? When the church becomes baptized secular humanism, when the biblical injunctions have no more meaning, the church then is no longer the church. What did Jesus say? He said then the salt has lost its saltiness. And when he followed that up with, well, it's terrifying. He then said, It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. So what is Jesus saying? We are the salt. And if we lose our saltiness, the leavening force in culture, then at that point, we have no value except to be thrown out and trampled by men. Many decades ago, I was talking about this very thing on the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Joe Dallas. And we were imagining what might happen in the future. And even in our wildest imaginations, we could not have imagined the second largest denomination within Protestantism and a priest pouring out his blessing and inducting someone into the clergy so as to preach from the LGBTQ playbook. But it's happened. When we come back from the break, directly to your questions right here on the Bible Instrument broadcast.
Every CRI outreach, our broadcast, podcast, website resources, the Christian Research Journal, and more is made possible only because of friends like you. Your partnership matters. What kind of impact has your partnership had? An impact for time and for eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
For decades, Hank Hanegraaff has shared the truth of the historic Christian faith by answering questions over the radio, defending the faith through the written word, and preaching from pulpits around the globe. Today, he is ready to share his life in Christ, as detailed in his most profoundly personal piece of penmanship to date, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. Hank feels closer to Christ than ever before and wants you to learn from his experiences as recounted in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, so that you can join him on life's greatest journey, the journey toward union with God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Winston Churchill once declared, "You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves." Churchill sought to awaken those who were reluctant to fight against the advancing Nazi war machine. Today, a spiritual battle is taking place. New atheism advances in the West, and slavery to secularity is imprisoning more and more hearts and minds in the United States. For this reason, CRI's ministry is critical, but we need people willing to stand for truth along with the financial provisions to accomplish its mission. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Because an increasingly militant, intolerant, and hostile secularism would love to silence the voice of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we ask you to do all you can this month to help us turn up the volume. We are deeply grateful for your partnership at this critical time as we strive to stand courageously for life and truth. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end our financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy, and we're going to go right to our callers. First up, Patrick. He's listening in Utahville, South Carolina. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Hank. I got a couple questions within a question, I guess. Romans 8:39 says nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then when I read in Hebrews, towards the end of chapter 5 and 6, in my Bible it says warning against apostasy, and I'm taking that as you can maybe lose your salvation if once you're born again, you denounce Christ and the Word of God. And what do you think about that?
Well, not so much losing your salvation as walking away from your salvation, or worse yet, having a said faith as opposed to having a real faith. You can imagine Paul writing in Hebrews is writing to Jews. And these are Jews who tasted God's goodness. They knew about God. In fact, many of them would agree and did agree when Jesus did the miracles that he is, in fact, Lord of the universe. The universe itself is subject to him. But instead of trusting and depending on him alone, and that's what true faith entails, it's not only knowledge and agreement, but also trust, they walked back into their human traditions as opposed to following Jesus Christ as an active participant in the faith. So if you are an active participant in the faith, then you're going to grow in the grace and knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and no one will be able to snatch you out of his hand. But quite frankly, if you try to go the journey alone,
yes,
you have no hope, because the journey is always in community and communion. I mean, when you take up your cross and you daily follow Jesus Christ, you don't do it in isolation. Always do it in community.
Yes. And before being born again, I mean, it was immediately my life changed. And it's day and night. I understand that. But I never realized, like, he's talking to the Jews, and they just completely went back to their old ways, like the man, the dog to the vomit or whatever.
Well, some did and some did not.
How do you explain Judas? Like, he was an apostle, but Christ told him, like, the one who gives me up tonight should have never been born. You should have never been born. What how do you explain that?
Well, here you have a person that has every single advantage. I mean, he's in Christ's inner circle. He is able to perform perhaps miracles. He's able to be in charge of the financial situation that the apostles had. However, that might be described as merely a money bag or whatever those needs were from a financial standpoint. So he's an inner circle person. And it is a great example of how we don't see the real person. Because I guarantee you, were you alive when Judas walked this earth, you would have said, I want to be like Judas. And because from every outward appearance, Judas was the absolute real deal. How do you get any more of a real deal than being in the inner circle with the very one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence? It doesn't get any better than that. So we would have looked at him and we would have said, wow, there's my example. Christ looked at him and saw a devil. In other words, he saw that Judas was not with him because he loved him. Judas was with him because he loved what was on the master's table. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us. Why do we follow Christ? Is it for perks or benefits or feelings or a good sermon? Or is it because we really, truly, genuinely, deeply love the Master and want to be a participant in his kingdom? Now, if you are in that latter category, you are an active participant within the pillar and ground of truth, the church, as a follower of Jesus Christ, well, your faith is not going to wane. It's going to grow. Yeah. It's just like if I was in a gymnasium three times a week, I promise you I'm not, but if I was, I'd be doing reps and you would see the results of that. I certainly would see the results of that. So we need to be in the spiritual gymnasium. We need to be active in our participation. And when we do that, there are results. And those results are an ever-deepening love for the one who knit us together in our mother's womb.
You know, it's a walking, I've never experienced anything like the teachings that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives me, you know, with Christ. It's been a journey, and I think what happened was I really never understood the fear of God, but when I read the apostasy part of Hebrews, and maybe even the chance of losing your salvation, that put the fear in me of, don't even play around with this stuff. Don't even play around with sin. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's all about ordering your life around the divine. Thanks for your call, Patrick. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Carol in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening on the web. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I had a question about honoring the Sabbath because it's very difficult for me to make Saturday my Sabbath. And just, you know, with work and everything, I have Sunday as my day. And I don't, what are your feelings about that? How does God feel about us honoring Sunday and attending church and honoring Sunday as a holy day rather than the actual Sabbath Saturday?
Yeah, we actually ought to worship on the first day of the week, and why we do that is inextricably woven together with the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ rose on the first day of the week, and we're celebrating the Sabbath rest we have in Jesus Christ. And so this is emblematic of the fact that we're no longer tied to types and shadows. The types and shadows have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And once the fulfillment comes, it is an abomination to go back to the types and shadows. Certainly, if you don't recognize the fulfillment. So there are people that worship on Saturday instead of Sunday that do recognize the fulfillment, but we must recognize the fulfillment. It is in Christ that we have our Sabbath rest. And the most dangerous snare for the early Christian church was a failure to recognize that Jesus was the very substance that fulfilled all the types and shadows that went before him. This is the very reason that the book of Hebrews makes very plain that to go back to temple priest and sacrifice when the ultimate sacrificial lamb has come is tantamount to trampling upon the sacred blood of Jesus Christ. Well, those are strong words, strong admonition. So we must recognize that We're not indebted any longer, or at least attached to, luminous limestone and glistening gold, but rather we're attached to the crystal Christ, the paragon of virtue, and we can never go back to temple when the ultimate sacrifice has come, and we are now part of that body. We're inextricably linked with Christ. He is the head. We are his body. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, this is our Make It or Break It month. We're asking people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Please be generous, because what you do through your prayers and finances touches people the world over. Thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In today's post-truth culture of confusion, the Christian Research Institute exists to equip listeners like you with answers to communicate the gospel of hope to a world in desperate need of life and truth, because life and truth matter. In addition to truth, we want to equip you with life, not simply to know about God, but truly to know Him. Experiencing union with Christ enables us to live life not merely by our own energy, but with the energy of the Lord Jesus working powerfully through us. For more information, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Or just visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Truth matters, life matters more, details Hank Hanegraaff's personal pilgrimage from his long defense of truth to his discovery that life matters more. Essentially two books in one, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. Part 2 explains why truth is necessary, but hardly sufficient. That the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We are created to experience life to the full through union with God in Christ. Is there more to the Christian life than what you are experiencing? Truth Matters, Life Matters More unveils the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.